Europe made a grievous error in 1992 by creating a federal money. The idea was to create a monetary federation and then on top of that build a political union. But there was a Cambridge economist, Nicholas Calder, who in 1970 in the New Statesman warned Europeans against doing this. He said, if you make the mistake of creating a monetary union as a first stepping stone towards a political union, you will fail, because the monetary union will create an almighty economic crisis that will poison the well of any further consolidation, and then it will be impossible to consolidate. We had a chance with the euro crisis to create a political union that goes along with the monetary union. We failed. We failed dismally. Instead, we created new forms of rolling over the debts and consolidating that which cannot be consolidated. Then we had the pandemic, which was another great opportunity. The result of these failures and of this delay is a complete political fragmentation. You know, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, there was Angela Merkel. You know, she was my great political opponent. I had many clashes with her. But at least she had the political capital to bring Europe together. By delaying all this time, spending 15 years not investing at all, zero net investment in the European Union as a result of the mishandling of the euro, of the inevitable euro crisis, Germany is deindustrializing. So now Germany is renationalizing its policies. The single market is finished, so the Brexit discussion is gone, because there is not even a single market. Only on paper there is a single market now. So this fragmentation means that you can see Trump appears. Trump loathes the European Union. He hates the European Union much more than he hates China, for reasons of his own. And what is Europe doing? They are running around like headless chickens. They are putting forward a preposterous military Keynesianism, which is neither necessary nor feasible. Europe does not have the capacity to create a military industrial complex. It will never have the capacity. If you want, we can discuss why. So this is why I'm saying with pain in my heart that Europe is simply slipping into irrelevance.